Welcome to the Chicago Bears Podcast, a presentation of ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Here's your host, Pat the Designer.
Bet on Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears Podcast coming your way. It's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Our final practice before our final preseason game. Got a lot of takeaways. That's one way to say it. Not really. I mean, it was a very lackluster practice. It was a walkthrough, essentially, for half the field. And on the other half of the field, it felt like another walkthrough. But we did get some interesting tidbits on kind of who's going to be available for the game. Because remember, Matt Eberflus talked about select starters being out there for the Chicago Bears versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And so we got to talk about some of the people who might end up being put on that select starters list. Also talk about who's going to have the best opportunities to go out there and win a job for this team ahead of cutdown. All that more in today's episode of the Chicago Bears Podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave the 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love as you always do. Let's jump in to the show. First things first, let's get some of the news out of the way. I guess not really news, but some of the things that we were able to see. Those select starters that were possibly mentioned by Matt Eberflus, because there wasn't a lot of people. Basically, watching it practice today, you saw all the starters on one side, doing 11 on 11, doing different drills, right? Doing some individual work. It didn't seem like there was this vast amount of players on the other side who you were really looking at that were going to be a part of this Kansas City game. But there were a couple of names that did stand out that were standing over there. Number one, Austin Booker was standing with the walkthrough crew, basically the team that's going to play on Thursday night. And I think that that's not a bad thing. Getting Austin Booker more opportunity to be able to go out there and continue to prove himself. I think the opportunity for him and Daniel Hardy to go out there and compete. I think Dominique Robinson was over there as well. Those are three names to really keep an eye on if all three of them do play in this Kansas City Chiefs game, because to me, those are three names of guys who all are fighting for this job, and especially a guy like Dominique Robinson, who's got his back up against the wall, basically being a third-year player, and all of a sudden Austin Booker walks in here, and he has all of his reps under his belt just about. I mean, nobody's talked about the Dominique Robinson reps a ton. You've talked more about the Austin Booker reps, and it's sad to say because Dom Rob has not had a bad camp at all. But the fact that Austin Booker is going to get some run over there, of course, Daniel Hardy being a part of that as well, I think that this is going to be a huge game for Dominique Robinson, just as much as it is for Austin Booker, because we know, based on Hard Knocks last night, and of course the reports that we had heard, that the Bears are looking for that guy to rush opposite edge for Montez Sweat. Is that guy on this team already? You hear how highly they talk about Austin Booker when you watch Hard Knocks, right? Talking about only trading a 4th-round pick for Austin Booker and only having and still having 4 years of controllability. I think that if we're being honest on where this Bears team probably is leaning, it's probably leaning towards holding on to a guy like Austin Booker. You probably will see Dominique Robinson maybe make it just because of special teams, but now Daniel Hardy, who has gotten into the mix in every game and has been an impactful player in every game, getting a full game of opportunity, it's going to be really interesting to see how he goes about trying to make a name for himself in this game as well. That's going to be one thing to really keep a close eye on. Somebody else who was with the walkthrough crew that I believe it's a make or break time for him. Bayless Jones. He was over there with the team. I would expect him to be getting a ton of run at the running back position. He is getting the reps. He is getting those first team reps. And at the end of the day, that probably lands you on this team. But again, it's your time to show something. And I think that this is a make or break game for Bayless Jones. I think that the Bears are trying to give him every opportunity to give you anything to say, I want to keep this guy on the team. I want this guy to be a part of this team. I want him on the team moving forward. We have to find something else that he can do. Right now, of course, the kickoff rule is the thing that people are most focused on with Velus Jones. It's the thing that, to me, people are going to zero in on most with him. But, of course, the running back position in this game is probably where he's going to get the most run. You'll probably see a combination of Velus Jones. I would assume some Ian Wheeler as well. I didn't see Roschon over there, but they were kind of on that far field, so I couldn't get a great look. But I didn't see Roschon Johnson over with that team. Of course, Swift and all those guys were with the starters. Wonder if Roschon maybe gets some run with those guys as well, as he hasn't had a camp that has allowed him a ton of time to be on the field. So when you're talking about select starters, I think that Austin Booker maybe could be a name that's thrown over there, even though he's not a starter, but somebody who's competing possibly for a position there. I think that Velus Jones, I guess if he's the starting kick returner, that would be the select starter that you're talking about, as he's the only starter that I saw over there. But I mean, listen, I think that this is a huge moment for Velus Jones to try and, you know, salvage his job. And again, I said this yesterday on the pod, I think that if Velus Jones is kept on this team at this point and he doesn't do something spectacular, it's literally just because Ryan Poles has a blind spot for his guys. I feel the same way about Dominique Robinson. I think that they're just two guys that haven't shown you enough in 3 years' time. They just are. And you've got guys who have come in 3 weeks' time and have shown you leaps and bounds more than either of those guys have shown you. Prove me wrong. Go out there and prove me wrong. Go out there and dominate. Would love to see it. Would love to see Velus Jones be able to actually go out there and on a consistent basis be able to not only give you something from the running back position, but also stake the claim and speak volumes in the kick return game. I mean, if we're being honest, right, what we've seen of him, very minimal in the kick return game, while it is a small sample size, hasn't been good. Right? I mean, like, you're talking about a muffed kick that he did end up recovering. You're talking about basically, you know, not even trying on a couple of kicks. I think on that muffed kick, as I've gone back and watched it, he thought he could still fair catch it, ends up hitting the hands, didn't catch it the right way. I mean, like, you're trying to find reasons to keep him on the team. This is make or break time, put up or shut up time for Velus Jones, in my opinion. And if you're not that guy, at a certain point, I think Ryan Poles is going to have to make the tough decision to say, you're not that guy, which is tough. It is a guy that Ryan Poles brought in. It is a guy that Ryan Poles put confidence in. He's a third round pick, so you don't want to just give up on a third round pick, but he's not a normal third round pick. Velus Jones, a little bit of an older third round pick. He was somebody who, even when Velus was drafted, I said this over on the Breeze, I wasn't on ESPN yet. Even when Velus was drafted, you knew that he was somebody who had to hit the ground running. You knew that he was the kind of player that had to, the second I'm on this field, I need to make an impact. And he did make an impact the wrong way. And so to me, it's time. What are we waiting for? What is this difference that we're expecting to happen here that hasn't happened yet, right? What is this magical moment that's going to open things up for Velus? We thought it was going to be the kick return. Haven't really even seen him be a part of that. And I love that people are like, well, he's not a part of it because people know that he can do it. Well, when he got his opportunity in preseason, it didn't look good. So, ton of questions on Velus Jones. I think that this is going to be his biggest season of questions. And I think that it is something where this game versus the Chiefs coming up here, this is going to be your make or break time. This is going to be your show me time. And we'll see what ends up happening with Velus making this team. And if he does get a ton of run at the kickoff kick returner position, and not only that, but also at the running back position, right? You're talking about him getting reps right now ahead of Ian Wheeler, who to me is a much better running back, ahead of Roschon Johnson, who's definitely a better running back, right? You're talking about him getting reps ahead of him just to keep this guy on the team, to try and find value. And yes, being a third round pick does afford you sometimes those luxuries. But at the end of the day, where's the production on that? Show me the production outside of just being an outside zone run guy. I watched some of the blocks that Velus Jones had in that game versus the Cincinnati Bengals, where he's basically just out there trying to block for the quarterback. I mean, lackluster stuff. Not impressed by what I saw from him as a blocker in that backfield. Not impressed by what I saw from him as a runner in that backfield. And I know there's some people out there that are like, no, this guy, he's going to be able to do more. He's going to be able to do more than you expect. You just got to put the ball in his hands and he's a weapon. When is that weapon going to happen? It can't be that you're a weapon one out of every five times I put the ball in your hand. If all you're going to do is the most predictable things on the field, if all you're going to do is end arounds, if all you're going to do is outside zone run, because he's not good enough yet running the ball up the middle. If all you're going to do is those couple of things when you're on the field and you're not really a receiver threat out of the backfield either, I really don't have a use for you. I really don't have a need for you. So I want to see Velus Jones come out. This is not a hate on Velus Jones. This is not me wanting Velus Jones to be off of the team. I think Velus is a good guy. I think Velus is a likable guy. I think that his teammates like him. I think he's somebody that's good in the locker room. But at a certain point, you got to be good at football to be on a football team. That's what it comes down to me. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. We are live right now, by the way. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the page. Leave that five-star review. Y'all know what to do. This is something that we want to start doing with the Chicago Bears podcast, going live more often. We figured out a way where we can simulcast live, so you'll still be able to get your normal ESPN radio live and ESPN 1000 live. So tap in with those guys over there as well. And then you'll also be able to come over here and get the Chicago Bears podcast live if you want to tap in with that. Or, of course, you can always watch later or listen on all DSPs. Let's talk about some people who weren't a part of the walkthrough group that maybe is a little bit interesting that they weren't there because of the snap count for select starters. Nate Davis and Karan Amageji were neither a part of that group. I think that that was interesting. Not so much for Karan, because Karan's slowly working his time back. Maybe a little bit more for Nate, although I can understand why you wouldn't put Nate out there. But I think those were the names when he said select starters that screamed out in our mind. But Nate Davis was with the ones today, doing, like I said, just ridiculously light work today. Like, they didn't have to practice today. They really didn't. There was no reason to hold a practice today. They just felt like doing something extra, if we're being honest. But yeah, like today was a, you had Nate Davis and Karan over with the ones. Karan, I thought, might have an opportunity to play, because not only were we seeing him in shells, but we saw him 2 days in pads. And he was full go. He was at full go at practice. Thought that maybe you would want to get him some preseason snaps in to start the season. But it looks like they're probably going to go away from that, as Karan spent his time over here with the ones. Now, they could change all of this on game day, but I'm just telling you what I saw today at practice. The other guy who possibly could have been over there, who was a snap count guy, right, select starter that didn't meet the snap requirement, was Jaquan Brisker. But Jaquan Brisker, I mean, at the end of the day, this defense knows who Jaquan Brisker is. This defense knows what Jaquan Brisker's able to bring to the game. I don't understand why you would risk him. So I think it makes perfect sense to not send him out there. I also think that when you look at a guy like Brisker and this defense, they absolutely come back in. Like, there's no ramp up. There's no get these guys back ready to go. There's no slowly work your way in it. They're just, I'm back in. I'm ready to go. I'm back in. Let's hit the ground running. And that's what it's looked like. Jaquan Brisker, I mean, listen, it was basically a DB drill out there, a wide receiver DB drill out there. Jaquan Brisker, this is his third day back at practice, full practice, no pads on today, though. But Caleb tried to deliver a deep ball to Roma Dunze after the play broke. Really nice, got some time in the pocket, delivered that football downfield, and Jaquan Brisker coming over out of nowhere, left hand, breaking it up, knocking it away. These guys, this defense is just different, guys. This defense is one that, I mean, you're seeing on a consistent basis them have an ability to get back lined up and fit right back in with everything that it seems like you would have thought they missed. When I watched Kyler Gordon in that Bengals game, you would not tell me that he missed essentially 4 weeks of time. Watching Jaquan Brisker get back in, you could not tell me that he missed essentially, what was it, 3 weeks for Jaquan of time. But that's the comfortability that they have in this defense right now. That's the comfortability that they have right now with what Flus is calling, with how Flus is calling plays, with how he's drawing things up for them, with where their coverages are. That's, to me, what makes this defense scary this season. And what excites me most about this defense is you've got guys that are interchangeable. You've got guys that can pop in and pop out. And literally, you know, Jaquan's hurt. Okay, we're going to swap in Elijah Hicks, who did a dang good job in his time in the backfield there, right? You can swap out Kyler Gordon and put in Terrell Smith, who did a dang good job out there. You can swap out Tyree Stevenson, right? Like, there's so many pieces that you can look at from the Chicago Bears team and say, yo, no, these guys, the backups, could be rotational pieces on a lot of teams. Heck, some of these backups on our team at the DB position right now could start on a lot of teams. And that's what makes this year so much more difficult on cutdown day. Cutdown day coming up is going to be Tuesday. It's why I think this game is going to be so important for some of these players who are going out there, because let's be real. This is literally, I would say, 90 to 95% of your roster is set right now. How do you find your way on the field? Not only how do you find your way on the field, how do you find your way on this team? If you're a DB right now and you're looking around that DB room, you've got to feel like, yo, this is not what I expected. I am in a bind right now. This team right now has so many DBs. They have so much talent out here that I'd be lucky to make it as the practice squad guy. That's a good thing for the Bears. It's a tough thing if you're trying to save your job. And so for me, right, when I'm looking at this Bears team right now, I think that the DB position is going to be really tough to make. I think that the running back room is going to be incredibly difficult to make. It's why I have my question marks on Bayless Jones. I think the wide receiver room is going to be incredibly difficult to make. I think that the cut down decisions, I said this yesterday on the Hard Knocks post game show, there's going to be some guys on this team who you cut down. And we're all going to sit there and go, ah, you shouldn't have cut that guy. We just are. Even if you move on from a name, right, because everybody's like, you know, you go out there and you trade Khalil Herbert. You can get value for Khalil Herbert if you wanted to move on from him, if you want to go in a different direction at the running back position. Nobody's trading for Khalil Herbert. So if you're going to move on from Khalil Herbert, you end up cutting Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert would be unemployed for 45 seconds. Whoever you end up moving on from, Khalil Herbert, Ian Wheeler, maybe not Bayless Jones, but a lot of these pieces, they're going to be snatched up quickly. There's going to be guys that the Bears think that they can sneak onto the practice squad that you're not going to be able to sneak onto the practice squad. I think Daniel Hardy could be one of those guys, because I don't see Daniel Hardy making this team unless he comes out in this game and absolutely dominates. I do want to know from you guys as well, man. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. That was the wrong one. Let me know your thoughts. Who do you think could be a camp cut? Do you think that there's somebody who I've talked about whose job is safe right now? Do you feel that Bayless Jones' job is safe? Do you feel that Khalil Herbert's job is safe? I don't know with Herbert, because with Herbert, they've gone about a very weird way of playing the running back room, haven't they? Like, it still feels like, at least at camp, how things are set up, your running back room is still DeAndre Swift, I guess now Khalil Herbert, and then Roschon Johnson, right? It still feels like that's what the running back room is. But DeAndre Swift has played none in preseason, which has given Khalil Herbert most of the snaps. Khalil Herbert getting most of the snaps feels weird, because if he is your number two, why are you playing him most of the snaps? Why aren't you playing your number one? Because DeAndre Swift has not been hurt. Unless you're just trying to save him for injury. You're either saving DeAndre Swift for injury, hoping that he doesn't get hurt in preseason, or you feel like you need to showcase Khalil Herbert to other teams to try and get some trade value there. I doubt you're going to get any there. Minimal use from Roschon Johnson, just because of some of the things he's dealt with injury. And then Ian Wheeler, who you thought was maybe your fourth back here, who's proven to be a really, really good player. Ian Wheeler, who you thought was going to be your fourth back, has been bumped out of the way by Bayless Jones. That, to me, I mean, how they've utilized the running back room in this offseason has been a mystery to me. And I don't know really where, what the mindset is around them. I don't know what they're thinking at the running back position right now. And it'll be very interesting to see what their thoughts are at the running back position, how they want to utilize this running back room, and where they feel they can best utilize this running back room. I do want to know how you guys feel, man. Let me know in the comments below. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Is this the 11th hour for Velus Jones? Do you think that he is going to be done with this Bears team? How important is this Bears versus Chiefs game for a guy like Velus Jones? I think it's very important for a lot of guys who have been on the fringe. I think that this is kind of how you round your roster out. I think that Velus is a name that they want to keep around, but they're just waiting for him to show something. If he does show something, I think that he'd probably end up being safe. If not, I think he's still a bubble guy. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm going to get up out of here, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love as always. Like I said, this is going to be something that we're probably going to be doing more of, going live for the Chicago Bears podcast. So make sure to tap in with us on that as well. Like I said, man, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all stay safe.